This is the National Public Broadcast of renowned Nabi Deen Muhammad, Muslim leader.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. With Allah's name that is with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We thank him for this opportunity again to meet with you all here on this first Sunday of the month and to speak to you, inshallah, on the meaning of Khalifa, the role of Khalifa in the life of community, of mankind. I'm sure there are some of you in the audience here, and if we are on broadcasting today, I'm sure in the broadcast audience also, I'm sure that some of you that will be listening, you will know me and you are attentive to what I have to say. And there's others that have respect for me, I don't know if they know me as well. And I'm sure there'll be some who will be coming into life for the first time. And a lot of times speaking of the life that I've experienced, the life that is life eternal, the life that you come into and you never die again. We have a concept in Islam that's called Khalifa, and when we read the Quran and read the Bible Genesis of the beginning of man, beginning of the family of mankind, human beings, we'll see that those readings are very much alike. They're very similar. They have serious differences too, but they are essentially the same as for the historical report and for the focus for that story of the beginning of mankind, the beginning of human beings. Understand that the Quran does not mention Adam by name when it begins the story, and the Bible does not mention the Adam by name either. Both books do not mention the Adam by name. The Bible says, the story begins this way, let us make man in our own image and likeness. And the Quran begins with, I am God speaking himself, saying, I am making in the earth a Khalifa. I am making in the earth a Khalifa. In the Quran, this human is called Khalifa first, before the human is called Adam, by that name, by that well-known name in church life and in the Muslim life, in Christian life and in Muslim life. However, in both books, the man is not complete with one event or one occurrence. There are two major occurrences. In the Bible, it says that he made man on the sixth day. And then it goes on to say that the man was formed of the earth, and it had not rained. And God caused the rain to come down and wet the earth, and then he formed man. So it gives the picture of mud, wet earth. The earth was dry, it had not rained. And then water comes down from heaven and wet the ground. And then the man is made from wet earth, like mud. Given a picture of mud, a soft earth softened by water, dry and then softened by water. And in the Quran, in our holy book, says that God made a man, and then he formed him in stages. And there are seven stages to bring him into the eighth, which completes him. And it also says that God made the man from clay. The Bible says the same. Made man from clay. And if you give some thought to clay and understand that God invites us, we're not doing anything that God hasn't invited us to do. God invites us to look into what's written, to think about it, and try to understand it. God says his signs are ignored by people. His signs are there, but some people go on heedless, not paying any attention to those signs. That's to say that God wants us to pay attention to his signs. He wants us to read his signs and understand his signs. And if we are pure at heart, he promises us that he will guide us to the right reading, that is, to the right understanding. And the story in the Bible shows us this man who later is called Adam, or this person, a human, who's later called Adam, shows us this human person in the earth or in the garden, given responsibility. As Genesis said, that he made all that the man could see, he made it for man's benefit. And the garden itself was given to man for man to manage it or tend to the garden. And we find Jesus Christ returning from the attempt to crucify him, or the attempt to kill him, We find Christ in the Bible returning as a gardener, and his disciples seeing him and witnessing that he had survived the attempts to kill him, crucify him or kill him. They say they saw him as a gardener, A picture of a cultivator, of one attending the garden. So here is Christ Jesus pictured in the scripture Bible as one returning after surviving attempts on him to crucify him and take his life. He is returning. And he's returning in the same role that God gave the first man, Adam, long before he created Jesus Christ of his mother. He's returning in the role of the first man that God made, and he called him Adam, and he charged him with the keeping of the garden, the tending the garden, the cultivating the garden. Firstly, the garden of his own soul. Secondly, the beautiful creation of God that will feed and support us, clothe us, and shelter us like a garden. Some gardens are gardens of the potter's vegetation. Some gardens are fruit orchards, gardens of trees, and bushes and vines. And from these things we get not only food, we get food, clothing, and shelter. And whatever role God gave the first man is the role that he gave all men. And that is to say, all men and women. Whatever role he gave the first man, he gave it to all men. He didn't intend that he give a role to a first man and he die, and the role dies with him. The role lives in his children or in the generations. And this is clearly given to us in Scripture. So we should stop really looking back into time. Whatever God is saying of the present, of the past, is as much true in the present as it was in the past. So God is not telling you what he gave a man, a first man, so that you look back in time and wonder about that first man. God is telling you what he gave a first man to tell you that he gave it to all men and all women. And that all men and all women have the nature, have the capacity, have the potential, and whatever he gave the first man, he gave to all. We talk about Khalifa. Khalifa is the name given to this man to show us that he is present, but he's also past. If you would say Khalifan from Khalifa, from the word Khalifa, Khalifa from the word Khalifa, if you would say Khalifan to any Arabic speaking person, he will look around, he will look to the rear of himself. Say Khalifan. He looks behind him. So when we say Khalifa, we mean the type behind you. That's the type that God made first. But why do we say behind you? Because most individuals are unaware of their genetic life. And they are unaware that they have in their genetic life every parent before them. Every parent born before you, you have that in your life. You are the product of many parents. And none of them have been lost. They all are in your genetic makeup. They're in your genes. All of them. And we know science makes a mistake of saying that man evolved from apes or animals. Apes and monkeys. But we never give birth to an ape or monkey. That tells us apes and monkeys are not in our genes. Only human beings in our genes. Now sometimes we give birth to some monkey-like human beings. But they're not monkeys. They don't come here looking like monkeys. They come here acting like monkeys, you know. And that's after they get influenced by the world.
That's right. That's right.
As Muhammad the Prophet has taught us, peace be on him, we all come here in good shape. He calls it Muslim. And the shape God wants us in, he calls it Muslim. Until the environment makes us otherwise. Until the circumstances we have put in make us otherwise. We want to make this as clear as possible to you, what we're going to say today. As clear as possible. And I think it can be made very clear for everybody to understand. Everybody. You don't have to be a student of theology or one who attended some seminary or something. No. You can be a person with common, ordinary sense. You don't have to have a high school diploma. You don't have to have a grade school diploma. But if you can think sensibly, hear with your ears, and think sensibly, you can understand this. Allah did not reveal something for people with certain certificates or degrees. What Allah has revealed is can reach anybody as long as they will be sensible and true, honest with their feelings, honest with their thinking. Some of us lie with our feelings and we tell lies with our emotions, we tell lies with our thinking. Yes. But if we'll be true, then God will have us understand his communication. He knows how to reach every one of us. So God says, I'm making in the earth a Khalifa. I'm making in the earth a Khalifa. Now that differs from the opening words of the Bible. That says, God said to the angels, let us make man. So what is this commentary on the, on that statement in the Bible saying? It is saying, is the Quran a commentary? Yes. It is a report?
Yes.
Is it commentary?
Yes.
Is it guidance?
Yes.
Is it translation?
Yes.
Is it interpretation? Is the key
yes.
for that was locked up?
Yes.
And it begins with Al-Fatiha. And from Al-Fatiha, you get the word key. Yes, so this Khalifa story of the beginning of human beings, of humanity, and the Bible says, begins with God speaking to the angels and saying, let us make man in our own image and likeness. And in the Quran, it begins with God speaking himself to mankind through Muhammad the prophet, the last prophet and messenger servant of God. And he said, I am, don't say we nothing, no we, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. And this disturbed the angels, they didn't like that. They were troubled by that. They didn't trust human who is given free will, intelligence, a mind of his own, free will, to do or not to do, to obey or disobey. Angels couldn't trust such a creature. So they questioned God. But when God showed the angels, or made the angels know his plan, the angels submitted. According to the Quran, our holy book, the angels accepted that. And they told God, we had no knowledge except what you gave us. They submitted, they put their crowns down to accept the one that God was going to crown, Khalifa, custodian for the whole earth and its environment. Not only that, for the whole universe. One made to benefit and utilize the whole universe for the betterment of man's life in society. That's what he was making. And one of them were among the angels and their leader. And he was not even aware himself that he was not an angel. Until God presented something to him that he couldn't accept. Then he stopped behaving as an angel. Angels don't disobey God. And he started behaving as an independent thinker. And he told God, I don't accept this man that you're making, and I'm going to prove to you that he's not worthy of what you're planning for him. He says, I'm going to crisscross him. I'm going to come at him from his left and from his right, from the rear and from before his face. And when I have finished with him, you see that he's not worthy of what you're planning for him. So God said, this is well and good, well and good with me. In other words, do as you please, but not up here. God said, get down from here. Accursed and rejected. Similar to what the Bible says. Get down from here, accursed and rejected, for your pride in yourself, your exaggerated worth of your own self. You've exaggerated your importance and your worth, and you have rebelled against your Lord. God is Lord of the angels. How do we know that? The greatest of all the angels is the archangel Gabriel. In the Islam, Jibreel, in the Quran, Jibreel. And God was speaking to Jibreel, and Jibreel, when he replied to God, he said, my Lord, how can anyone know against this? He said, my Lord, he called God his Lord. So we know God is the God over the angels. He's Lord over the angels. Lord means he is the one who cares for them and keeps their existence. That's what it means. He cares for them and keeps their existence. He is their Lord. So here is one among them who had been acting in the role of the leader of the angels and thinking himself also to be an angel until he was tested. And he got jealous. He was jealous of what God was going to favor man with. And then the gin came out of him. Not gin that you drink. Gin similar to the story about genies and coming out of the bottles and whatever. Yeah, gin like that. Then the gin came out of him. And he rebelled against God and had to be cast out. Now understand, when he was cast out of the garden, not only was the deed go from the garden, but to send him out of the garden, man had to be sent out of the garden. Woman had to be sent out of the garden. So he said, get you out of here, kubad, which means altogether. Altogether. Kubad means altogether, like the fingers come together to make a fist. That's what this is kubad, from kubad, from the verb kubad. When you form it, it's called kubad, from the same. Means fist. You see? So they were sent down all together. So if the hand with its five fingers represents the common life of every man and woman, then God is saying that the whole life of man and woman was cast out of paradise, cast out of heaven, because of that remnant, not accepting God's will real for mankind. Yes. So God says, get you down from here all together. They were cast out into the earth, and they had to live with each other. They had to live with each other. The man, the woman, and also the seducer, who kept his promise that he made to God, that he would seduce man and pull him down from the high place that God created him for. Yes. So he did seduce man, and said that Adam came out of the clothing that he was originally given by God. And the Bible says, he said, God found Adam covering his own nakedness, that he had taken a leaf from a tree to cover his nakedness. And God spoke to him from heaven, and he said, what is that you have on you? And he said, he covered, got something to cover him from. God said, who told you you were naked? He said, who told you you were naked? And it was the seducer, the deceiver, that told him he was naked. But not in those words, but told him that he had misunderstood God. And God did not mean that he would really die if he ate from the tree, the forbidden tree. The seducer told him, but your eyes will come open, and you will be as the angels and the gods, seeing and knowing as they do. This is what the Satan told him. In other words, use your intelligence on your own. Don't be afraid of warnings from heaven, but use your intelligence on your own as you wish, and you will become knowledgeable and be as the angels and as the gods, eating the food that they eat. This is what he was told. Now, the Bible says that when he did that, he sinned against God. Disobedience is sin. And sin is death. This is Bible. This is the scripture. Sin is death. So if he sinned, he died. Because sin is death. Plainly put, that needed interpretation. The Bible says sin is death. It spells death, D-E-A-T-H. Okay? Spell sin, S-I-N. Spell is, I-S. Says sin is death. That's in the Bible, exactly as I've given it to you. All right? So, my common sense tells me if sin is death in the eyes of God or in the presence of God, then one sins, he dies. He or she dies. Dies to what? Dies to shame. Dies to shame. You're supposed to feel shame when you know you are disobeying God. But if you disobey God and feel no shame, then you have died. You have died to righteousness. You have died to obedience. You have died. So, the Bible says that Adam sinned. Our holy book comes to correct this. It tells us, no, he had no intent to do what Satan suggested to him to do. He had no intent to do wrong. He thought he was doing right. Satan deceived him and made him think that he was doing right. And mind you, the Bible says that Satan is the most subtle of all the creatures made. And it makes it clear what subtle is. The wisest of all the creatures. Satan. Wisest of all the creatures. Now, all of these entities came down together. Like fingers belonging to one hand. Just like Adam is in every one of us, so is the gin in every one of us. But every one of us are not scheming to become the master and ruler over all the nations. Only that gin wanted to be the master, the ruler, over all nations, over all people. He wanted that for himself. But the same gin in us, same gin, but not in him, under his thinking, in us, under our thinking. Yes. The same gin. Just like the same Adam, first man, is in us. But under our thinking, under our individual thinking, our individual lives. Are responsible for the Adam and for the jinn in us. So what that jinn will do in us is determined by our own condition and our own attitude, our own behavior, etc. Yes, likewise for Adam, likewise for the jinn.
On the ministry of Imam W. B. Muhammad, all right. Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.